Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could tell they wanted to get T-shirt Turpentine involved early. They did. And then they got it done for that big 35-yarder in the third quarter. Good morning, Metroplex. It's the Cowboys Monday with Sean, RJ, and Bobby. And we are joined every single Monday at 9:20 by Nick Eatman. Back, like Bobby, from the Pittsburgh scene with the locker room, the weather, and the flight here on 105 through the Fan. What time did you land, and did you get a nap in?
I got a little bit of a nap, like 1 hour. But, I landed at 5. So I was walking out with Bobby, and he said he was going straight to the station. And I was like, wow. So when I get on the air in a few hours, you know, like I can never – no one's feeling sorry for me when he's in there.
I know. No one's feeling sorry for me and Choppy. It's like, oh, we got to get up. We got to do a radio show. Well, Bobby's getting straight off a plane. That sucks. True.
You guys did have to stay. I mean, it was late. I mean, it's unbelievable how I can't believe that stat about first quarterback to ever throw a touchdown in two different days, or a pick, or pick and touchdown. I don't know.
Are you up for the day now?
I think so.
Were you thinking or hoping the game was going to get canceled and pushed to today? And how does that work in the NFL versus like Major League Baseball? Do you know?
It doesn't really work. That's why we don't. That's why I don't know, because they don't, because of the billions of dollars that the NBC throws out there. They're like, no, we're getting this in.
Yeah.
Like, we're doing this. And that wouldn't have worked well.
The boys don't know why, but they were very excited in the commercial break when I brought up Diamond Rio. Tell them why I'm bringing up Diamond Rio from DallasCowboys.com.
Because Diamond Rio has a song, and it's an older country song, maybe in the 90s or so, in the 2000s, called A Beautiful Mess. What a beautiful mess that is. I guess in the song, these guys talking about, you know, of course, some girl that he's fallen all over, and he can't do anything right because he's thinking about her, whatever. But in this case, I just thought the Cowboys game, I thought the whole week leading up, everything about it, the weather delay, all of that, all the turnovers, the block kick, all that, it was a mess. It was an absolute mess. But I'm not one that ever sits there and says ugly win. I'm not saying that. Because what did we expect? I mean, what's ever been beautiful in Pittsburgh? You know what I mean? Like, that's not the way they play. And it's not really a shot at them. That's not who they are. That's not the city. That's not the steel city and blue collar and all that. It's rough. It's tough. It's go up there. And you know, they almost lost the game, but at the end, it was beautiful. And it was beautiful the way that they figured that out. And, you know, and it was, I thought it was a really gutsy win by this team.
It's one of those, like, because, you know, we don't necessarily style point road wins. You know, I did against the Giants a little, because the Giants are bad, but Pittsburgh's just the type of team that just kind of mucks it up. That's what they want to do. You're right.
Exactly.
So is this something that, you know?
You know how sickening it was last night on the TV call. Collinsworth is like, this is what Pittsburgh wants. Like, they practiced for this. They're hype and excited about 13-10, and they're just, you know, comfortable, and they want to be in these really ugly, boring.
What a miserable way to go.
And I'm like, get out of here, Chris.
If you told me I could win the Super Bowl 13-10, I'm like, no. No, I'd rather lose at 48-45. So bad.
I'd have to say no to that one.
Yeah. In the actual game, you're right, but to go through a whole year like that,
But Nick, were you surprised that the Cowboys can win and did win this type of game, you know, where it's going to be details, it's going to be about managing the game, it's going to be ugly, it's going to be gritty. We usually don't say those things about this team.
Right. No, it's true. I mean, and on Friday, you know, I said, I think they're going to win. I don't know how or why or who's going to step up. I just have this feeling this is going to be one of those games, one of those Jason Garrett games when he would play, when he was a player, or Cooper Rush, or where you're just like, they're just going to figure it out. And I just figured they would. And so it was Jalen Tolbert who did a thing, and Rico Dowdle did a thing. And, you know, I felt like I heard Linval Joseph's name a lot doing stuff there in the middle and having to play a lot because of some of the injuries. Golston, I thought, did some nice things. I mean, so – They rallied. I said up in the press box, I said to Patrick Walker, I said, if we're sitting out at practice at Oxnard and we're like, man, that Pittsburgh game in week 5, I mean, what do you think if it's Hoffman, Beebe, and TJ Bass across the interior against Pittsburgh? It'd be like, yeah, I don't like that. You know, and it wasn't that way forever, but it was, you know, for some pivotal drives. But they just kind of found a way. I mean, Lawson, you know, he did a good job. Over Warrior, he seems pretty solid at corner. I mean, I think they should just be proud the way they had to gut that out and win. It was not pretty. Yep. It wasn't exactly the Buffalo 2007 game that Romo had.
Yeah.
But it was sort of up there for Dak he's really bad for a while, and then he just kind of, all right, put the ball in his hands with 4 minutes to go win the game. He did.
Nick Eatman from DallasCowboys.com joining us here on 105.3 The Fan. Nick, are we going to – at what point are we going to stop having to evaluate weekly if there's tension between Dak and CD?
I guess whenever the camera stopped doing it and zooming in and slow-mo and all that, and can you read his lips and all that. I just think that's what it is. I just think CD wants the football all the time. And, you know, I don't think Dak's really here to go back and forth with him. So he just kind of lets him chirp, and, you know, it's something good to put on the camera, but I don't know what it really means. You know, like it's a lot like Dez would be, and I hate to compare him to Dez or anybody to Dez for that matter, but like, yeah, he's loud or he's, you know, high strung, but yet he's going to go out there and you know, try to make plays. And usually it's a good thing if you can, you know, get the ball in their hands. I don't know what's happening in the second half. I mean, this is becoming a thing now with CD in the second half. But I think if they keep winning, you know, like they have, and you know, it'll kind of spread out, and I'm sure it'll be fine. But, yeah, they clearly try to get him the ball early, and it just hasn't, you know.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Carried over to the second half.
Did you find out or hear afterwards what happened or what was being said on the sideline?
I did not. It was kind of a show, to say the least, down there. Just to get down in the locker room and all that stuff. So I honestly did not hear. I did listen to his interview. It didn't seem that.
Yeah.
He seemed like it was fine, but I don't know what he said or whatever. But
Bobby said it was basically like jump ball. So, you know, it's not like cursing, yelling, screaming, like, hey, I'm here for the jump ball, if possible. Who did you catch up with in the locker room?
Well, a little bit of Tolbert, Rico, Tyler Smith, Overshown. You know, just Rico was like, you know, I found a rhythm. I mean, maybe, you know, without finger pointing or anything like that, but it was like, you know, I mean, I'm stronger at the end of the game, like most backs are, and you know, I just kind of found a rhythm, kept going. But he was also pretty, you know, upset with himself on the on the fumble. I mean, that could have been disastrous. I mean, we were sitting here talking about what a great game he had, but he almost lost the game, you know, with that fumble. And you got to give, you know, Dak credit for jumping on that. And you know, and maybe that helped them, honestly. I mean, because they may not have scored from the one there. You know, that maybe they, if they were going to have to throw it in, they need a little bit more space.
Is Tolbert, if you're the head coach, are you putting, is Tolbert your, like, new number two type receiver over Cooks?
Well, yeah, as long as the head coach is if that's the players that they have, you know, and I'm not breaking news of that. I don't know if they're doing anything, but if they are adding, you know, somebody else, because I heard you guys talking about you would go, you know, shopping and get someone, or maybe y'all had different opinions on that. But you know, if these are the guys available, then I think so. If we'll see what Cooks come when he comes back and what the situation is with him. I know it was pretty serious at one point before they even put him on IR, but they were concerned about, you know, him playing at all this season. So it looks like they got that infection cleared up. He'll be able to come back at some point. But I think this is great for Tolbert. I mean, he's got speed. You know, he's got some playmaking ability with catching the ball. One thing about him, though, that you could say the same about Cooks, but, you know, you wish there was a little bit more breaking tackles in the open field, but you know, you got to take what you can get. And I thought he played great last night.
Nick Eatman, brought to you by the Windstar World Casino and Resort. Proud to be the official casino of the Dallas Cowboys here on 105 Through the Fan, back from Pittsburgh. What are you thinking or hearing about the injuries to Guyton and Nealand?
Yeah, and obviously they're going to reevaluate that. That's what I'm hearing, is that, you know, reevaluate. So nobody was really talking, but I'll say this. Took a long time to get up the stairs last night, and I was like, this line, you know, and Bobby knows what I'm talking about. There's two lines. You can go to the front and the back, and these are the backs where the players are. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna go right up here. And I was like, why is it taking so long? You know, and it was, and then I felt really bad when I got closer and realized it was Nealon. You know, he was like on the crutches and trying to get up the stairs. And so that's not a great thing, a great sign, I wouldn't think, with him. Because if you looked at the injury, there wasn't a lot of contact. It was just kind of a spin, and then boom, he's hurt. And so You know, it doesn't look like it's something that would be right away. But again, I wouldn't know, and I don't know exactly the details on any of those two guys.
Regardless of potential health questions with Tyler Guyton, is it sort of irrelevant when you look at how the offensive line played yesterday? Is there a question about maybe Tyler Smith needs to take over left tackle and have Bass play left guard?
It didn't feel like that was your best five. It felt like that. And, you know, and I know that doesn't fit into the overall plans of what, you know, they're trying to do. I mean, Tyler Guyton, and that's the tricky thing with alignment, because the best way that Guyton's going to get better is to play football. You know, that's just the best way. And now you don't want your quarterback hurt. You don't want penalties. You don't want to be first and 20 a lot. But, you know, he's going to have to play and kind of learn how to use his hands and all that. And, you know, Tyler Smith had a lot of penalties his first year, but he didn't, you know, he still seemed a little bit better or further along than what we're seeing with Guyton. Still struggled early on. You know, I don't think Tyron Smith was a future Hall of Famer at his first year, but they were playing a little bit better than I think Guyton. So that's tricky. Guyton's got to play at some point to get better, but I think for right now, I mean, we'll see what the injury looks like, but that seemed like their best five.
More impressed with the run game on offense or the run game on defense for the Cowboys, and which would be more sustainable?
That was a good one. I think, you know, we're probably, well, both of them, you could judge, you know, pretty, you know, like I was basically saying expectations are low for both. I would say I was more impressed with the way that they stopped the run. I mean, the running game was good. I mean, it 109 yards. I mean, average 3 yards a carry. And it's fine. I don't know if these jet sweeps are fooling anyone right now. You know, I think at some point you need to fake that sweep would be nice. But I thought Rico really ran the ball well. I mean, he did a nice job. One thing I was impressed on the defense, though, there was a lot of times where it was third and four, felt like, or second and four, whatever, and they were stopping him short of the first, you know, like, oh, he's short. I heard that like 10 times. Like, oh, he's short. It's going to be third and one. It's going to be fourth and one. I thought they just tackled well. You know, it seemed like they were really up for the challenge. They brought the guys down. That's linebackers, corners. There may have been some missed tackles here and there, but for the most part, I thought they were very sound. And when you consider the guys that they were using and they were playing with, that was a very impressive game by the defense.
All right, let's hear it, Chris. Let's see if this applies to the article he wrote. What a beautiful mess. What a beautiful mess. Choppy, you know it?
I don't know this one. I know a lot of Diamond Rio. I don't know that I've heard this one.
Bob?
Or the Meet in the Middle guy.
It's familiar. I don't know it, though. I don't know it by heart.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Well, it was great.
Well done. Yeah. You're a trooper. Did you make it into downtown Pittsburgh, or did you wuss out like Bobby?
Are we going here? I'll tell you what I was really doing. And if we're going here, we're going here. I mean, I was really.
All right, bring it.
So I could watch some football. I mean, I had to watch Arkansas and Tennessee. I don't know if anyone has any rooting interest up there, but
I did. I did have a rooting interest in that one. I did.
You know, what's similar. That was a very similar game the Cowboys played, and then for me, from an Arkansas standpoint, because they controlled the game in the first half, but the score didn't show it. And so and then they had to rally. And the difference is Pittsburgh did not let the Cowboys score. I think Tennessee did let Arkansas score, and then they had to hold on. But that was a tough one. I mean, that was a tough, tough game, and I'm proud of Arkansas for winning. Tennessee, I mean, Tennessee's really, really good. And so we were fortunate, I think, to win, but it was a great win for Arkansas. It was a great weekend, actually. It was a great weekend. I had three rooting games, and they were all come down to the final 2 minutes and scored at the end. So I got to give a shout-out to Creekview High School of in Carrollton. I mean, they were 0-20, and they're now 6-0. That's one of the best
stories.
Wow. Yeah, 0-20, 2 years. My daughter's on the drill team. They're 6-0. Nice. They keep winning. It's pretty awesome. It's a pretty awesome story there. So, anyways, I got to give a shout-out to them. But it was a good football weekend. You know, I love football.
I love it. Great stuff. You sound good. Get some sleep when you can. Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com. Every single Cowboy Monday.
Woo pig.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim. Located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.